launched our campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Do you guys know what this represents?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm. The calm before the storm.
What storm is it?
We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
What storm is the president?
You'll find out.
אזרחי ישראל, אנחנו במלחמה. לא במבצע, לא בסבבים. במלחמה. הבוקר חמאס פתח במתקפת פתע רצחנית נגד מדינת ישראל ונגד אזרחיה. אנחנו בתוך זה בשעות הבוקר המוקדמות. כינסתי את ראשי מערכת הביטחון, הנחיתי קודם כל לטהר את היישובים והמחבלים שחדרו פנימה. הפעולה הזאת מתבצעת בשעות הללו.
I have seen shocking footage, graphic images that will forever be seared in my brain. What we are witnessing are war crimes, blatant barbaric war crimes, slaughtering civilians, abusing hostages, taking babies from their roof, from their mothers. There are no words to describe such savagery. This is Israel's 9/11.
When I search John McCain on YouTube, the biggest thing that comes up is you singing Bomb 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 Iran. 744,000 hits, in case you haven't checked it recently. Are you proud or embarrassed of that?
I'm proud. Look, when I'm in the company of veterans, which I was, and one of them says to me, when are you going to send a message to Iran? And we're joking around. I'm going to joke around.
This is Israel's 9/11. And Israel will do everything to bring our sons and daughters back home.
I'm coming to you from Israel's north, where the IDF is mobilizing its forces to defend Israel from the northern arena of Lebanon, predominantly Hezbollah forces and Iran. So in the past 24 hours, we see a bigger picture of the horrific acts of terror that took place in the Gaza Strip against children, women, and elderly alike.
And if someone doesn't like it, my advice to them is to lighten up. I've articulated my position on Iran many times and what needs to be done. But if someone, like when I had to tell a high school student the other day that he was a little jerk, if that offends them and they don't like it, that's too bad. My response is, lighten up. You can know my position on Iran, which is very, very in depth as to what we need to do.
He has served his country in the military, the Congress, and the Senate. Now he serves America with song.
That old Beach Boys song, Bomb Iran. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomberan, bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomberan, bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomberan, bomb, bomb, bomb.
President Bush has talked about our staying in Iraq for 50 years, maybe 100.
Crooked Joe Biden just agreed to pay a $6 billion ransom to the Iranian dictatorship in exchange for hostages. This is yet another Biden surrender and a further blistering humiliation of the United States of America to the world stage. But even worse, this decision will be extremely deadly. Biden is giving $6 billion to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. Just as when Obama sent the Iranian regime pallets of cash for hostages in the dark of night, remember, plane loads of cash, Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East and all around the world, costing countless innocent lives.
במקביל הוריתי לבצע גיוס מילואים נרחב ולהשיב מלחמה שערה בעוצמה ובהיקף שהאויב לא הכיר. האויב ישלם מחיר שהוא לא ידע מותו. אני קורא בינתיים לכל אזרחי ישראל להישמע בקפדנות להנחיות הצבא, להנחיות פיקוד העורף. אנחנו במלחמה ואנחנו ננצח בה.
You prove to the entire world that you can set your mind to something important. Push through and succeed, showing all of us that you, our next generation, already possess the...
The storm could be calm before the storm.
The goal of a mass casualty event is to make order out of chaos. It will start with chaos, and it will end in order. The question is how fast we can get order out of the chaos and how quickly we can get help to the people who need it.
Smoke begins to clear, but the disaster is far from over. And emergency first responders ensures that if it does, they'll be prepared. Dale Temach, I-24 News.
This is the world you are graduating into. This is what I want to talk about today with you for a few minutes. To lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
Right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld, and one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in, you got to come in and talk to me a second." He says, "We've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq." I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, "No, no." He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, "I just got this down from upstairs. This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
There's a crisis in the White House.
What's the crisis?
And the president's top advisors have been called together.
Oh, jeez.
The sexual misconduct occurred inside the Oval Office. With the election only days away, how much will this scandal affect the outcome?
The president spent the weekend pressing the flesh. He wasn't campaigning, he was dating, actually.
Now, Washington's top spin doctor.
"We can distract the press for 11 days till the election. I think we got a chance."
Has an idea.
"We can't afford a war.
We're gonna have the appearance of a war."
But he can't pull it off without Hollywood's top producer.
Do I know you?
"We have some mutual friends in Washington."
"Why come to me?"
"We want you to produce."
"You want me to produce your war?"
"Not a war, it's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant."
New Line Cinema presents...
"How close are you to this?"
"What do you want the kid to say?"
All the spectacle.
"I know we're all concerned for the president."
"I know we're all concerned for the president."
"I know that we are all concerned for the president."
He didn't sell the line.
All the drama.
"The president's going to go to war with Albania in about 30 minutes.
Albania's hard to ride.
These are chips.
We need it for the armed position on the screen. It'll be a kit and we'll punch it in later, right?"
And all the effects of real war.
"Okay, put the village behind her.
Give me some sound of screaming."
Without the casualties.
"America has seldom witnessed a more poignant picture."
"It's the same process with the last Schwarzenegger movie."
"You're the man."
"Albania, Albania."
"That rhymes.
I can't believe that we forgot a hero.
It was like we sent him the Christmas card and we left out the, what do you call it?
Fruitcake.
There you go."
"Sergeant."
"Schumann, if I may, welcome to history."
"How are you?"
"Anybody want a beer? Because I could party."
"When it's cooking, it's cooking."
From Academy Award winning director Barry Levinson.
"When this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?"
"Actually, no."
What could they do to me?"
"Take him home to your house and kill you."
Academy Award winner Dustin Hoffman.
"This is politics at its finest."
Academy Award winner Robert De Niro.
"How would you like an ambassadorship?"
"That's my payoff."
tell. I just do it for a story to tell.
Oh, no, you couldn't tell anybody.
Listen, I'm just kidding.
No, you couldn't tell
anybody. No, it's just it's a pageant.
It's a pageant. That's what it is.
Wag the dog.
When the fit hits the shan, somebody's going to have to stay after school.
Number 8. We will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. For years, Congress has required biometric entry exit visa tracking systems, but it has never been completed. The politicians are all talk, no action, never happens, never happens. Hillary Clinton, all talk. Unfortunately, when there is action, it's always the wrong decision. Do you ever notice? In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Wake up, Tony.
I made a new friend.
Real or imaginary?
28 days.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning.
Imaginary.
6 hours. 42 minutes. 12 seconds. Do you believe in time travel?
I'm going to tell you a little story today about a young man whose life was completely destroyed by fear.
Under blue moon I saw you, so soon you'll take me.
Wake up.
Up in your you want to tell mom and dad why you stopped taking your medication?
Expose the hypocrites. Ladies and gentlemen, this will only take a moment.
Columbine.
I like the way you die, boy.
Kill all the white people in the movie.
Virginia Tech.
Tucson.
Aurora.
Fort Hood. Oak Creek. Newtown.
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 How many more? How many more? How many more colleges?
How many more classrooms?
Okay, if you understand what people like that.
How many more movie theaters?
How many more houses of faith?
Yeah, that's gangster style.
How many more shopping malls?
Let's kill it. You talking to me, bitch?
Easy there, fella.
Whoa.
Okay. Ah, my arm! Ah.
How many more street corners?
How many more?
How many more?
Enough. Enough.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Ah. Enough. Enough.
Demand a plan.
Right now, as a mom.
As a dad, as a friend, as a husband.
As a wife.
As an American.
As an American. As an American.
As a human being.
For the children of Sandy Hook.
Demand a plan. No more lists of names. It's not too soon.
It's too late.
Now is the time.
What do I do? I just...
Before we all know someone who loved someone on that list.
No more lists.
No more.
Who they might have been. No more.
If we had just done something yesterday. It's time.
We can do better than this.
We can do better than this.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act.
Demand a plan. Right now.
Right now.
You! Demand it!
Enough.
No, you should know how to respond.
Enough.
Well, now you're the dead guy. And he just put the...
Enough.
The floating eye here is variously interpreted. Some people see the work of Freemasons in it. Some people just see this as the divine eye of Providence. It's a debate for the ages.
This is the moment Japan's nuclear disaster began. A giant tsunami wave crashes into the Fukushima Daiichi power plant.
So, I have just one word for Mr. Trump. Basta. Enough!
But a bright line in the sand, and we will protect you, that I can tell you, and we will say enough is enough.
Thank you.
An octopus has 8 legs, an octagon has 8 sides, an octomom has 8 kids. But ever wonder why October isn't the 8th month? October literally means the 8th month in Latin, and it actually used to be the 8th month. This is because a great part of humanity used to use the Roman calendar, which only had 10 months. This calendar started with March, meaning October was the 8th month. This later changed when the Julian calendar added January and February, now making October the 10th month.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious.
But a bright line in the sand, and we will protect you, that I can tell you, and we will say enough is enough.
Let's talk about COVID, because Operation Warp Speed is one of the positives from the administration, and you've brought up the need for vaccines. You've actually told people to get vaccines. I'm just curious. I got the Pfizer vaccine. Which vaccine did you get? Have you shared that with us yet?
Well, I got the Pfizer, and I would have been very happy with any of them. I thought a very bad statement was when they did a pause on Johnson & Johnson. I think that frightened people. That was a bad thing to do. At that time, when they did the pause, they had 6 people that may have had some difficulty out of millions that received it. But I think the pause was a very bad thing to do.
Mr. President, you've talked a lot about the good state of your health, and I'm curious, would you get the booster shot?
Well, if I felt it was necessary, I guess I have sort of a double vaccine because, as you know, I had it, recovered from it pretty well. I don't think I had it like the press, like the media said. You know, they were making it difficult. It, not pleasant, but I had it. I recovered. I, in addition to that, got the shot. I mean, I'm somebody that tells people I'd like to see them get it. I also want them to have their freedoms, etc. But I got the double shot. And if I felt that it was necessary, and let's see where this whole thing is going. I mean, I was surprised. I thought it would have been gone long before now. You know, you don't hear Biden being criticized for the fact that this thing is lingering on in some cases. You know, numbers that are very, very large.
It is, Mr. President, it is lingering on. But when I mentioned you had said to your supporters, get a vaccine, some of them booed. And the current data shows us that it's the unvaccinated that are contributing to why it's lingering. What do you say to those people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was president, everybody wanted to get the vaccine. Everybody. There was a rush to get it. You didn't hear anything about mandates. You didn't hear anything about, oh, gee, people don't want to take it. After I left, people don't want to take it. And it's very interesting. And I think it's because they don't trust Biden. They don't trust the administration. As you know,
you don't think it's misinformation about the vaccines?
Vice President Harris made some very nasty comments. And I think maybe people took that seriously, what she said. But, you know, I think they hurt the vaccine. Now they're trying to get everybody to take it. But I will say, and I think you'll agree, when I was president, there was a rush to get it. Everybody wanted to get it. It was only after that you started to hear this.
Both the president and I are vaxxed. And did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too.
I got my booster shot as soon as they were available. And just the other day, former President Trump announced he had gotten his booster shot. Maybe one of the few things he and I agree on.
The new age. And you had better wake up very quickly, for you've been had. We've all been had. By those whom we believed in and trusted, who never, ever, not once believed or trusted in us. And all the while have been about completing the great work, the grand experiment. They believe that the end justifies the means, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that they will not do to accomplish their ends.
Final mission.
mission to save mankind has failed. The 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days, along with all your classic rock favorites.
Feel free to wear your casual Friday clothing pretty much any day of the week. And if anyone wants to be CFO, anyone?
So, what are you doing with the rest of your life?
Catching up on some me time, find God.